Hey, hey, what's up, my friends? Rick Morty here. Welcome to today's episode, the Art of Online Business Podcast. And on today's quick tip episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about AI and give you hopefully a different perspective than what the way that most people are thinking about AI. And a few episodes ago, I shared some tools that I've been using and playing around with that I think that are amazing. I'll link that episode up in the show notes for today's episode. Now, for those of you who have not yet embraced AI, and when I say embraced AI, I don't necessarily mean that you're using all the tools available, because there's a ton of tools and it seems like there's a new tool every single day coming into the space. But embracing AI in terms of understanding it, at least understanding what the possibilities are. I truly think that this is critical for the future success of your business. For those of you who are sort of sitting back and just sort of watching things and not, again, at least diving in to understand AI, what it can do, how it can help you, learning about, you know, the flip side of AI and like, are there risks and all this, like just at least, you know, educating yourself about AI, you're going to be left behind. I firmly believe that. And so, you know, and a lot of people think like, oh, I don't understand AI because I'm not a techie person, or, you know, I'm not a computer scientist or anything like that. But you don't need to be. That's the cool thing. And AI is no longer just a buzzword. You know, ChatGPT yes, it's a buzzword, but I really think that it's no longer just a buzzword. It's not a future technology. It is here. It is now. People are using it in such creative ways, and it's a reality, and it's already changing the way that we do business. And so again, if you're not prepared in terms of knowledge, in terms of playing around with different tools and so forth, then you risk falling behind others in your space that are embracing AI and seeing what it can do and to help them, and also losing out on potential growth, you know, opportunities. So yes, the way that most people are using AI, myself included, partially, is that we're using it to come up with ideas, to come up with, you know, podcast titles or blog post article titles or video titles, video scripts, podcast scripts, to write emails, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a great idea, you know, it's much better than looking at a blank screen. It is an idea generator. Now, it's not a silver bullet, right? It's not going to magically solve all of your business problems overnight. It's a tool. And just like any tool, it does require the knowledge that I'm talking about and, you know, a skill, as the more that you use these tools to be really effective with it. But the way that we get better using AI and understanding AI and getting that knowledge is to start learning it now and start using these different tools. Because, you know, I saw a headline this morning and I haven't read the article, but somebody was saying that, I think this person was like a futurist, and they were saying in the future, in the not so distant future, like in a matter of years, AI is not even going to be like a term. It's just going to be the way that things are done. And so again, I'm not going to dive into like the bigger picture of, you know, affecting society and all that sort of thing. I'm looking out for you, and I want to encourage you to be thinking about AI, educating, and I'm going to give you a resource here in just a second, educating yourself about AI and just learning as much as you possibly can, because it can do some really, really cool things in helping you become, you know, a better marketer, make you more efficient in your business. It can help your team, all those different types of things, right? And so, again, it is quickly becoming a necessity for businesses that want to stay competitive in the space. It's already being used, you know, in businesses to automate processes, to improve customer experience, to you can get, you know, really valuable insights from your audience. You could leverage all that to create marketing plans and stuff like that. Now, again, just as I mentioned in that last episode when I shared the tools with you, this is not a copy-paste sort of thing, meaning, okay, whatever ChatGPT spits out, you know, like it looks amazing, I'm just going to copy that, paste it, and just go do that. That's not the idea. The idea is, again, it's an idea generator to, I mean, among many other things, but in this example here, it's designed to give you an idea to help you get the ball rolling. And then you, you know, you put in your knowledge, right? Your experience, your stories, et cetera, into it. And you build it out from there. So it's not like it shouldn't be anyway, but I've been hearing stories about how people are doing this. It is not a copy paste sort of thing. That's not really how I recommend that you use it. So, you know, and you can write, I saw a thing yesterday, writing like creating tons of social media captions and prompts and stuff like that in a matter of seconds. Now, again, perfect example, you still want to go in there and add your flavor, add your personality into those. But heck, that is a starter for you and makes it so much easier to generate content like that. And I want to take your thinking around AI to another level. And somebody shared this story with me recently, or this metaphor, I should say, and it really has stuck with me. They said that when the refrigerator was invented, it wasn't necessarily, and obviously everybody loved their refrigerator because it was a way to refrigerate food and drinks and so forth. It wasn't the people that were creating the refrigerators that were most excited. It was businesses like Coca-Cola who made a product that would benefit from the technology. I want you to start to think about that. Now, again, this is more advanced thinking on AI. But be thinking about, holy cow, there's this technology. How can I build on top of that technology to build something amazing for my business that would help my customers, that would help my audience, et cetera? So just start thinking about that. Be thinking about, how can I leverage this technology that is AI? There's a ton of different formats, right? But leverage this technology that is AI, which has been around for years and years and years and years, by the way. Leverage this technology to build something on top of it. That's really where I think if you're going to be winning in AI for the long term, sort of the early adopters like that, I think there's huge opportunity there. Now, as I mentioned, I want to give you a resource. I am not affiliated with them in any way, but I love what they've built. It's a membership. It's very inexpensive. I don't know what the price is now. I think it is still. It's like $12 a month. And I'm going to have one of the co-founders on the podcast here coming up in a couple of episodes, Rachel. But the membership's called The AI Exchange. The AI Exchange. And it's membership all about AI and how you can use it in a variety of different ways. Super impressed. It's a Slack community. But then they have a website with, you know, like the membership hub with all kinds of amazing resources and so forth. Like I said, I'm going to have Rachel, I forget her last name off the top of my head right now. I'm going to have her on the podcast here to come on and talk about AI for you all here in another couple of episodes. But definitely check that out again and mention my name. I think I do get, I'm not an official affiliate for it, but if you mention my name for every two people, I think I get a free month. So each person's like $6. Six referrals is like $6 or something like that. But yeah, it's theaiexchange.com. It's a great resource and it can really help start helping you learn about this thing called AI that is not a future thing. It is here now, my friend. I hope this was helpful for you and hope this gave you a different perspective on how to be thinking about AI for your online business. Any questions, just shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. And as always, my friend, thanks so much for listening. Appreciate you. Until next time, be well. I'll chat with you soon.